Love seeing the smiling faces. Come on, yeah. Yeah, together, it's just an awesome thing. You know, during prayer this morning, the Lord was showing me this this banner over our church, up above our church, high up in the sky, and he was just showing me how it was how it's alive. And then as he gave me more detail, he was showing me how it's made up of people. That'd be you guys, y'all. You know, we've each got our own little piece to add to the fabric in that banner. That banner, and it's the word on the banner is truth, and you're part of the fabric of truth. Come on. Yeah, I was praying this morning about what to open the service with, and the Lord occasionally impresses this on my heart, and he's got this on my heart this morning. I don't know if it's maybe because I was praying into what it means to be a father and stuff, but he was really throwing a burden on my heart today to take back words that have been co-opted and turned into things that, if you were looking in a dictionary, that's not what that says. You know, it's like that is not what that means. You know, and so I just wanted to declare today that I am pro-choice. So that could mean a lot of things, couldn't it? Today's setting, but you know, our God is a pro-choice. He's chosen to allow us to make choices of our own, hadn't he? And so today I'm choosing you, Lord. I'm choosing to follow you, Lord. I'm choosing to be your truth in the world today. And if you'd stand up with me, I'm also choosing to worship you today, Lord. I choose you. I choose you now. Just say that with me. I choose to worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ha-ha, come on. Yes, we worship you, Lord. Amen. Come on.
Our families and our friends, that we have the
So we're going to do the tithes and offerings here now. And I guess the nuts and bolts, to get that out of the way, during the next worship song, you can bring your tithes and offerings up and put it in the basket or blue boxes on the wall in the back. You can stick in there or go online, akbridgeofhope.com. So I was asking the Lord, you know, what have you got to share with us today for offering? And I just got this avalanche of stuff, and it's like, Lord, I can't do all that in an offering. Help me with this, Lord. Give me just one thing that I can latch on to that you'd like me to say. And so he had me focusing on the difference between being a friend and a father. I know in today's dynamic, and I know when I was raising my sons, and I think this is felt by a lot of fathers, sometimes we feel like we are called to be a friend when really we're called to be a father. And it's a pretty big difference. We usually have a choice which way we go in that. And I wanted to just quickly give you a little bit of an experience I had where I had no choice in that one time. And it happened to be when my mother passed away, and I was the executor over a very diverse family that all had different ideas on what they wanted out of stuff. And as much as I wanted to be a friend for all of them, it just wasn't going to happen. Because I could be a friend with one, but then this one over here was like, you know, they didn't see me as a friend at all. You know, I was enemy, right? And so I was forced in a way as executor to be father in that moment and not friend. I had to make decisions that I knew weren't going to be palatable to everybody in the group. And so I think about that, and I think about the creator of the universe, the father of fathers. His heart is for each one of us, but yet he has to make decisions to be true to himself, to be true to how this whole universe operates. He's got to be a father even when it breaks his heart. I think that's what the Lord really has me focused on today, is that place of a father that's making decisions and it sometimes breaks their heart to have to do that. And so as you're giving your tithes and offerings today, I'd like you to think about honoring the Father of Fathers. The one who can take all of eternity and time and hold it in his hand. That's how big he is. He can hold it all. Just imagine that. He above anyone deserves honor, right? So just let that kind of steep, so to speak, while you're giving your tithes and offering today. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to honor you, the Father of Fathers, today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hey, this is kind of unexpected. I wasn't even prepared for this, but Dad of the Year. I didn't know. It just, thank you, May. I mean, she's the one that does all the work. That's how I got this. But in all seriousness, doesn't matter if you're a father or if you have a father. It doesn't matter what life you've lived in regards to your relationship with a father. We all have a father. And he doesn't need a Dad of the Year. He doesn't need Father of Christian. He doesn't need Father of Man. He's called the Father. He's a father whether you serve him or not. He is your father. And he's waiting with open arms to be your father. And that's why we give. That's why we worship. So, youth staying in here. Kids are staying in here, right? We don't have any, except for 2 and 3 year olds in nursery. That's me. We don't have any other announcements. So we're gonna take a minute, say hi to one another, and we're gonna get some words here in a minute.